Exercise 3. I was 10 years old and walking down Brooklyn's 52nd Street with my aunt. As we approached 13th Avenue, I saw scattered before us on the sidewalk at least 100 Batman collector cards. Amazed at my good fortune, I loved Batman cards. I greedily began scooping them up. But almost immediately, I felt a gentle tug on my arm. I know how much you want those cards, my aunt said, but somebody might have dropped them by accident, and that person would be sad to find them gone, just like you would be if you were that person. Normally, I would have been indignant, argued, complained, and railed against the ridiculous injustice of it all. Instead, I dropped the cards, gave my head a shake, and said to my aunt, "Yeah, you're right." I did so because something about the way she spoke, how her words conveyed concern for the card's rightful owner, but also sympathy for my feelings of impending loss, reached right into me. I sensed, but did not fully understand at the time, that I had just been hit by great teaching.